This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin with trade today, and we are going to do that because it's been a while since the policy parts of what we buy from and sell to other countries has been the story in trade, as opposed to the tariff parts of that part of our economy that dominated the past couple of 3 years. And our way in is a 308-page document out from the White House this week called, fittingly enough, the 2021 Trade Policy Agenda of the United States. It is, as I said, 308 pages long, so the TLDR here is that the Biden administration intends to use trade policy to advance racial equity, to fight climate change, and to take on what it calls China's coercive and unfair economic trade practices. The core theme of the thing, though, is a worker-centric approach to trade. Workers, the White House says, are going to have a seat at the table. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is on the trade desk today.
In a nutshell, Biden's new priorities mean free trade for free trade's sake is out the window.
It is a big contrast.
Thea Lee is president of the Economic Policy Institute.
Pre-Trump, both Democrats and Republicans for a couple of decades put in place trade policies that were definitely not worker-centric. I would say more corporate-centric.
She says former President Trump was able to harness latent resentment around jobs and industries that were lost over the years, and that's clearly something the Biden administration has tuned in on. How that translates into policy over the next 4 years, Rufus Yerk says, president of the National Foreign Trade Council.
In practice, it plays out in, you know, enforceable rules on forced labor, clear protection of the right to organize and bargain collectively, that those need to be elements of trade agreements.
But the Biden administration won't be in any rush to enter any new trade agreements, according to Sharon O'Halloran, professor of political economy at Columbia University. She says Biden will try to shore up U.S. competitiveness first as a way to protect workers.
They're focusing on Buy American, emphasizing the use of American products and procurements, developing infrastructure and so forth.
But being worker-centric does not mean being protectionist, O'Halloran says. The use of tariffs is likely to be much more surgical, and you can expect a lot of talk of working with allies on trade issues, a very clear break with the recent past. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.